Studying in Revelation, the 8th chapter, we're still in the portion where we see, if you look at the chart, you see the parallel rooms here showing the time being from the rapture of the church to the return of Jesus Christ. This is the portion we're in dealing with the view from the point of view from heaven. We went through the breaking of the seals of this book, through the six seals, which is the first 3.5 years' time. We're entering into, with this 8th chapter, into starting the second 3.5 years of time. This time that we're into now is the beginning of the judgment period. There is no more grace at this time in the history of the church. As we read last week or week before last in chapter 8, we see the seventh seal being opened. And with this seventh seal now, there are seven plagues under the seventh and last seal. We read where seven angels stood before God and were given the seven trumpets. And we studied into this, seeing the parallel that runs with the Old Testament with Gideon when the Israelites took the city there, this walled city of Jericho. We saw the significance of this. Tonight, I want to read first verse 3 and 4 to continue our Bible study. It says, "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand." Stopping just a minute here to remind you of a few things as we continue this, that as we have studied, these angels are not the created angels. They are under the angels, the meaning of the word being messengers. They are the messengers of God, the ministers, the resurrected saints, and Jesus Christ, as well as created angels. The way we have learned to tell the difference is the scriptures give them descriptions that we might understand what it's dealing with. The saints, when they are the messengers, are always identified by their description. This shows the difference between the created angels and of Jesus Christ. If you remember, the scriptures tell us when these are the saints, it gives us some of these descriptions, one of them being that they are clothed in linen, pure and white. Another one is they are victorious over the beast. Another one is that they are offering the prayers to God. Another one, because angels cannot offer prayers to God. Another one is we're told in the scriptures that the saints of God or the bride will execute judgments of God upon the earth, not created angels, but that the bride of Jesus Christ will. Another description is they wear golden girdles. These garments are associated in the Old Testament, teaching us that they're associated with the work of the priesthood. The priesthood, they are the ones that wore these golden girdles. In the New Testament, Jesus says, "We shall be kings and priests unto him eternally." Here in these two verses, we see the saints or the bride of Jesus Christ. This is after the rapture, remember, as the priest, or this office of the priesthood. This is the description. They are offering up much incense with the prayers of the saints. So here again, this is still part of the bride coming before the Almighty God. It's not the created angels. These trumpets that they are given, remember, as they're seen from heaven at this point of view, the sounding of these trumpets as they blow them as we go into this study is not heard on the earth. the sounding of the trumpets is not heard on the earth. To the people on earth, it appears as if a vial were poured out upon the earth. So this is the difference between the trumpets and the vials. We'll study into this and you'll see that they're one and the same happening. From the heavens point of view, where we are in this particular scripture chapter here, it appears as trumpets blown when the seven last plagues are poured out on the judgment time. From the earth point of view, where the effect of this cause is taking place, they appear as vials being poured out. The same censer here, if you'll note, that carried the prayers of the saints to the throne of God, and these are brought to God as a blessing to Him, as a reminder, and as a worship. These same censers bring calamity to the people on earth, the same ones. The same fire that burned this incense at the altar causes destruction in the world. The judgment that we see here on the world during this period of time in this prophecy is judgment that is grace reversed, if you can understand what I'm saying. Maybe thinking about it, fire, when it's properly used, is a blessing. When it's misused, it can destroy those whom it was meant to benefit. As we go into this portion, the very elements in the nature of God that made grace possible, all of the things in God's nature that made grace possible for us, the same elements make sin, or you might put it the abuse of grace, because that's what sin is. You are abusing the grace of God. It makes this sin disastrous. Hebrews, the second chapter, and reading from verse 2 and 3, tells us, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgressor and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" This is exactly what makes judgment grace reversed, because the judgment of God is because grace has been abused. You'll want to take notes on this part because it's part of it for your notebook. I'm going to give you a few things of background, because when we go into this study, it will be the study of the trumpets and the vials at the same time, because they must be put together to show they're one and the same. So let me give you a little bit of background to take notes, because I won't go into this as we go each one separately. I'll give it to you now and then you can look at it. In Revelation, the 8th chapter, we have the first, from heaven's point of view, is in Revelation, the 8th chapter, the same parallel room or same parallel chapter on what is happening from the earth's point of view is found in Revelation, the 16th chapter. So what I suggest you do if you're taking notes on this is in one column you put from heaven, Revelation's 8th chapter, on the earth, Revelation's 16th chapter, because they run parallel. And I'll read these, as it were, across, reading under chapter 8. Verse 7 is the first trumpet, and the parallel for this in 16 is verse 2. This, the first one, is poured out upon the earth, not just as a whole, but the earth itself, the ground. Verse 8 and 9 in Revelation 8, parallel under 16, is verse 3. The second vial, or trumpet under 8 and vial under 16, is poured out upon the sea. Chapter 8, verse 10 and 11 is the third parallel under chapter 16, is verse 4 through 7. This third one is the rivers. Chapter 8, the trumpets, verse 12, parallel chapter 16 is verse 8 and 9. This is the fourth trumpet and vial. This is the sun, S-U-N. Now it continues into chapter 9 in Revelation, but still chapter 16 for the vials. Chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, parallel verses 10 through 11 and 16. In chapter 16, this is the fifth plague, which is the locust, but these locusts are not earthy locusts. These are supernatural creatures. Chapter 9, verse 13 through 17 is the sixth plague. Parallel under chapter 16 is verse 12 through 16. These are the evil spirits, the plague of the evil spirits that come out from under the river Euphrates. This location, it's the same locality of the area where the Garden of Eden was when the powers of evil first made the attempt against the human race. We'll deal with a lot of that. There will be a great deal on this later as we go into this. Let's go now. The seventh one we'll go into in detail. It's totally separate, so let's just go into start with this and going back to these scriptures. Let me read verse 5 and 6 first. It's just a continuation of 3 and 4. The angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar. This is the altar in heaven. And cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. See the calamities upon the earth from this same fire that was offered up before God. Verse 6, and the seven angels, these were messengers, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. Here we have the prayers and the worship going up before God before this great event is to happen. If you remember, this takes place after the 30 minutes, the only time of silence in heaven that is recorded. This 30 minutes of silence is in awe at the great calamities that were to happen under this seventh seal. So let's read here now verse 7 as we begin this portion showing. If most of you should still have your chart, this one that I gave, I don't know, here a while back, it would help you to see the different time era that we're going into with chapter 8. It's this one that shows the lengths of times. So from chapter 8, reading verse 7, the first angel or messenger sounded, and there followed. The cause is this first trumpet being blown, the effect on earth. The trumpet's blown in heaven, the effect happens on earth. And there followed this first one, hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. This is not something that is symbolized. We are still in the heaven portion. This is not symbolized. When it is symbolic, it always tells you what it is dealing with. And this is not symbolic. It is actually what it was. You don't have to try to use your imagination and say, well, I think this hail and blood and fire, that must be. And try to think of earthy things, because it isn't. This is the supernatural power of God in his anger and judgment upon the earth. Remember, the time it's taking place is after the first 3.5 years of tribulation, when those saints that will not take that mark of the beast, the number 666 or the number of his name, and they are martyred. These are the untold numbers out of every tongue, kindred, nations. They are martyred. During this period of 3.5 years, immediately after the rapture or the catching away of the bride, this period of time was a period of time of grace mingled with judgment. When this is finished and we open up the second 3.5 years that comes under the seventh seal, this period of time, there is no more grace, no more ever recorded of anyone being saved. They are all saved by being martyred the first 3.5 years. This begins the same as Daniel speaks of, Daniel's 70th week, the time of judgment. what is happening here actually takes place. God uses many of his supernatural powers because this is the end of time. This is just what it says. It is fire, great hailstones and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth. This is the ground, the earth. And the third part of trees was burned up and all the green grass was burned up. Not just grass. This grass is all of the growth on the ground was burned up. And a third of the trees. The earth is the first thing that is hit with the first trumpet and vial under the seventh seal. All of the plagues that we'll see have the element of fire in them, every one of them. It will seem like the whole world is on fire. The plagues are actually centered on the area in which the Antichrist has his kingdom, but they reach to the ends of the earth. We know Antichrist has his kingdom on the same area, located in the same area that the old Roman Empire used to be. That's why it's called the one that was, then wasn't, then is again. This area is the countries that surround the Mediterranean. I think we have charts on this too. That's why Iran, Iraq, Egypt, Italy, all of these countries around here will be the countries, the 10 countries. These 10 countries are not necessarily the countries that the number, but it's the area. We have looked at these before. We have maps. If you need one after service, we'll get them. This is the areas that will be hardest hit, but all the entire earth will be hit by this. You'll notice the progress of these plagues. First, it's on the earth. This is the land itself. And the heat is so intense, the earth itself is actually hot. It's not just the air, but the earth itself is hot. This heat does not radiate from the sun, the natural sun, but it's the result of the hail mingled with fire, which caused all the green grass to dry up and burn, and a third of the trees. Now, this isn't just a third of the trees in Alaska. This is a third of the trees in the entire world. And all of the grass or the grass of the fields, whatever that's on the earth. If you can imagine this in your mind of the devastation that's going to be, this plague, this first one, covers the earth, but it does not cover all parts of the earth with the same intensity. The places, again, where the influence of the beast, the Antichrist, is greater, will receive the greatest amount of the fiery hail. As we read this, you need to hold this part in chapter 8. We'll be going back and forth through chapter 16 for the vials to show you the same thing. Now, go to chapter 16. Parallel verse 7 and 8 is verse 2. We'll read verse 1 because it's beginning the same thing as chapter 8. He said, I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. In this portion, if you'll look at the chart and you have your own small ones, you can see here now where we're reading here in chapter 8 is this parallel, the view from heaven. By view, we're talking about the scene. We're there. We're seeing it from heaven when the Apostle John was called up to heaven to view these things on down through the future ages. He saw exactly what we will see when we arrive there. In chapter 8, it is from heaven's point of view. When we go to chapter 16, it is in this portion. It is the results of what takes place up here. It's what those that are left will see and have happened to them while they are still on this earth. That it's happening at the exact same time. It's parallel, these vials and the trumpets. Many people have had difficulty in understanding why we have the seven trumpets and then you go on over and it's finished. All of it's done. Then you go on over here to chapter 16. It seems to start the same thing over again, exactly. And then when it's finished, it's done. It's not two separate thoughts. What he is doing is giving two viewpoints here at this time. One, the bride or the church that has been caught up in that twinkling of an eye. We are already there, the saints of God, the bride. They are in heaven as the apostle John was, John the Beloved. So the things that we see there, the happenings that are taking place there, the cause of what happens to the earth then. On earth, those that are left below, things are a little bit different. What happens to them as this takes place in heaven? What the Word of God has done is give us three parallel sequels here. One that's happening at the same time from the rapture to the coming back of Jesus Christ, just at the beginning of the Battle of Armageddon, from what happens in heaven, what we'll see there. And then at the same time, he goes to what takes place on earth as a result of this in heaven. And then we go to the third room, which I'm calling them rooms loosely just to give you an idea of what we have here. The third time era is the same taking place, but what's happening in Satan's domain at the same time. When you understand this, it becomes very clear. It opens up the entire book of Revelation. It's when you try to read it like a storybook that you can't do it. Or you try to use your imagination to interpret, say, well, I think this must mean this. Maybe that's the atom bomb, and maybe that's airplanes, and maybe this is tanks. God doesn't use those. We have those now. And we will have wars and rumors of wars and more wars. But that's here and now. It is not when God begins to use his supernatural power. Here's the vials. They're the same as we read in chapter 8, the trumpets from the heaven. Verse 2 here is the same we read there in verse 7. It says, the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men, which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Here again, it's the same thing that happened in the seventh verse when that first trumpet is blown, and now here we have the first vial is poured out. This is falling up on the earth at this time. As we read on here, we see that the greatest amount of this hail and from the vial that takes place here centers around the area around the Mediterranean. Hold on to this as we go back to chapter 8 and we continue with this. As we go into it, you'll begin to see the picture becoming clear. Verse 8 and 9 in chapter 8. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. The third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Here again, in reading these, this is a third part of the entire world, not just Alaska, not just America, but the entire world. Notice here again what all is taking place. First of all, it's the earth. And then second, with this fire, we have the sea, and the sea becomes blood, and a third of the creatures, everything that lived in the sea that had life, died. This is a third of the ships were destroyed. This is the people that were upon those ships also. They were all destroyed. Go back to chapter 16, reading verse 3. From the vial, the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Let's go on to the third one, because we'll be coming back to these. I'm just reading the parallel. We'll come back to them and study them more in depth. The second here is the sea. We have a third of the animals in the sea die. A third of the ships are destroyed with the people. And all the people that seek refuge, the reason every soul only Mankind has a soul. Only mankind is a living soul. So the difference we have here in chapter 16 is just describing it from the earth's point of view. It's not a difference. Every living soul that was in the sea died. The reason for this is all the people that would seek refuge in the water, just as we would today because of the fire on earth, are caught in this fiery, bloody water, and they die. Every living soul that goes into the water dies. I think that we're going to have to stop here because it's getting rather late. I just wanted to start this and lay it out for you. There is so much in-depth part that we're going to have to study to continue it that it's almost impossible to continue going on. But let me suggest to you, so you can have a little more understanding, that you use the verses that I gave you in chapter 8 and chapter 16, and you study these parallel, the trumpets and the vials. So when next week we begin to go in depth with each one of these, that you will understand what's going on and how it's exactly the same thing as we read here. The first trumpet that's blown, it is the earth. The second, the sea. The third, the rivers. The fourth, the sun. Fifth plague is the locust. The sixth, the evil spirits. We see as these begin to take place. As we look at these things, this is the portion that we all look at and we think, we don't want to be here at this time. There is no salvation after this begins. There is by death in the first 3.5 years. How much easier now by simply coming to God under grace than it was at that time. It's no wonder that the scriptures tell us when it's speaking of this time that there is woe, woe, woe. And it's no wonder that there is that period of 30 minutes of silence in heaven before these things under the seventh seal, this terrible scene that they're about to view. At this time, there is no grace, and there is no help, and there is no escape. You look at it here, and I think that it should make you appreciate the grace that we have access to right now. Because right now, all mankind has the chance to be in heaven while this is taking place. Everyone has this chance now. He offers it to whosoever will. But if you abuse this grace and you continue in your sins, then you will be under this judgment, because judgment is just actually a reverse of the other end of grace. Because of the grace of God, everything that goes into it, it brings about judgment for the sins if you don't take advantage of the grace. Not grace to continue in your sins. There is no scripture that tells us Jesus Christ died that we might continue in our sins. The scripture says he died to save us from our sins, and that he gives us power through the Holy Spirit that we might become the sons of God. We're not just automatically the sons of God now. So many people say we're all God's creatures. God created all things, but I don't think I want to be lumped along with the serpent or the dogs or the elephants or whatever. Because mankind was created a living soul. And mankind has the chance to be different in the sin that came into the Garden of Eden. Mankind lost his status as the son of God. And we have to be reborn again, whereby we are adopted, the scriptures say, and then we can cry, Father, one more time. To be born again is not just, I'll accept the Lord and now I'm born again. It is an experience between you and God. It is the infilling of the power of the Holy Ghost that makes you part of the bride of Christ. He adds you to the body then. The church is not the building. It's not a denomination. It's not an organization. It is the body of believers wherever they are in this world that come under the entire word of God. But if you abuse that grace by continuing in your sins, then you will be here during this judgment time. Amen. You cannot escape from it. These things that come upon the world are much, much more terrible than anything that mankind could think of doing. Right now we have grace, an abundance of grace, but we need to use that grace, the time that He gives us to come and repent, to receive the Holy Spirit, to take His name in baptism, that we can be ready for that catching away, so that when the time comes that these things are happening, and beloved, they're going to happen soon. When that time comes, when the bride is caught away, the church that is full of His Spirit and called by His name, when that time comes, then we can be on heaven looking down. But if you're on earth at this time, when this happens, there will be no grace, no salvation. All you can do is go through this and end up before that white throne judgment and eventually in hell. That's what the scriptures say. I think it's difficult for us to understand a time that there is no grace. We're used to that grace. We take advantage of it. I don't think we truly appreciate it until you start looking at it. In this time that Daniel speaks of is that 70th week, this time that is spoken of as the time of terror upon this earth all through the scriptures. This time there is no grace. And you don't want to be here. And yet, beloved, the scriptures say it will be in your generation. It's going to be in your generation. It's up to every individual whether they are in heaven looking down or whether they're on the earth receiving, on the receiving end of it. Will you stand with me tonight?